Heart Cares continues to make a meaningful difference to the lives of those around us, this time in partnership with Silver Star Casino. It's the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Heart Cares. Just in case you missed it, here's Hot 1027 Breakfast giving some good news.
It is now time for us to once again team up with our partners at the very, 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 very wonderful Silver Star. And they're, of course, with us every single week as they try and make a difference to, of course, societies and individuals here in our city of Johannesburg. Now, mental health is one of the most pressing issues in South Africa today, yet access to care remains incredibly limited. And that's what we're going to focus on today.
Yeah, that's why organizations like Thandanani Center are so important, providing not only rehabilitation for people with chronic psychiatric disorders, but also giving them a path back to confidence and self-sufficiency. I mean, this is something that you might want to know. Mental health in South Africa is a major challenge that we face. One in three people are likely to experience mental illness within their lifetime. And despite the need, only one in four people with depression or anxiety actually receive treatment. So it's a very under-resourced and underserved part of the trouble that we're struggling with here in South Africa as South Africans. And so we thought we would chat to administrator at the Thandanani Center, who do such great work, Jean May Naidoo. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Jean May. Listen, it's great to have you on air this morning. Tell us about Thandanani Center. Who do you help and why is this work so vital?
So Thandanani Center was founded in 2001. We had a minimal residence of five patients from different psychiatric centers, and we've just grown exponentially over the last 24 years, now housing 62 residents, both males and females. We have four houses. We run workshops from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we just educate mainly our residents on what their diagnosis is, because it's important for rehabilitation to have an understanding. And then the end goal for Thandanani is reintegration back into society.
Okay, fantastic. Now, I know, and specifically we're going to address this today, I know that you do baking workshops. Just tell me how these baking workshops benefit the residents on a daily basis.
So, if, as you said, mental health is not really something that's seen as something, because it's not a physical disability. So, unfortunately, no one has an understanding of the impact it has on the individual and the families that go along with them. And what baking does is just gives them more of a confidence boost of that they are very capable individuals and are able to succeed in the smallest things. I mean, we take for granted the ability to just pick up things and do what we need to do. The medication itself has its impacts as well. So working in an environment with people with similarities is phenomenal. And baking just gives them that they get to see the end goal. And that's what life is, isn't it? We work towards something every day to see the end result. So with baking, they start and then they're able to mix their own ingredients, work together, help one another. And then ultimately they get to have something to eat afterwards. Yeah. So, but the build up to it, it's just those fine motor skills, the ability to communicate when there's a problem, etc. So it really does, it gives them a little bit of a something to look forward to. And we've done suggestions in the past of what the residents would like to do and what they would want to do that we've done before but we haven't been doing, and it's always baking. So it's therapeutic in its own way, much like gardening and other things that we have running at the center. And that's easily accessible for us. Gardening, obviously we have beautiful gardens here, but it's all because of our residents. They take pride in what they do, and obviously with the reinforcements of us encouraging them that it's beautiful, what an incredible job you've done, it's the same with the baking. So once they're able to ice that cupcake and then obviously enjoy it once they're done, I think that's the main point.
And who doesn't love a cupcake? I can imagine that the running these workshops also does put a bit of a financial strain on the NPO because you've got multiple workshops going. How do you keep the workshop, your baking workshop, funded?
So that is exactly it. It's due to obviously the increase in everything lately, and it's not just obviously us that feeling it. I think the whole of South Africa in totality are. So, you know, looking at different ways to assist. I mean, we do mosaicing as well. We have routine here is our A1 since day one. It's we routinize our residents in such a way. Routine helps with anybody, those with mental illness or not. So essentially, the baking has fallen through just because of funding. So our electricity bills are increasing, our water bills are increasing. So we're trying to keep it afloat and also just keep a safe and healthy environment for our residents. So we've had to push back on a lot of things that they enjoy doing, which unfortunately is the baking.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think we're going to be able to help out here because Dion from Silver Star, when we told him the story, he's been compelled to support this initiative, and we've got him on the phone. Good morning, Dion.
Morning, Parky. Morning, Bunny. Morning, Jean May.
Morning, Dion.
Dion, you've just heard that the most requested activity is the baking, and you've heard that there's financial issues. I'm sure you guys can help.
So we're going to donate 20,000 rand for you to buy the necessary materials and if need be, some of the machinery needed to continue with that, so that all 62 residents can share in that. And we hope that you guys can continue to provide this much needed form of therapy for the residents at Tandanani Center.
That's absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much, Dion. I know the residents themselves are going to probably do a little dance it off when they hear the news.
That's awesome. It's a big pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us on the show. We appreciate it. And might I just add, one of our residents put us in touch with you guys.
Wow.
So you understand that our residents are just as much on trying to grow Tandanani and just expand our footprint. Because it's important for mental health to be recognized for what it is and not what people assume it is.
You see, it's all about rebuilding confidence, purpose, and dignity. And thanks to Silver Star, the baking program at Tandanani Center will continue transforming lives. If you know someone who needs some help, Hot Cares, we're here for you. Hotcares.co.za, or of course, you can email us info@hotcares.co.za and you can nominate a person.
So, another life changed with the Silver Star Pay It Forward campaign in partnership with Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.